Lesson 20. Daily Inventory. Principle 7. Reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading and prayer, in order to know God and His will for my life, and to gain the power to follow His will. Step 10. We continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 12, So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Think about it. In Principle 7 and Step 10, we begin to apply what we have discovered in the first 6 principles and 9 steps. We humbly live in reality, not denial. We have done our best to make amends for our past. We desire to grow daily in our new relationships with Jesus Christ and others. God has provided us with a daily checklist for our new lifestyle. It's called the Great Commandment. In Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40, we read, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbour as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. James 1 verse 22 encourages us, Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. When we practice the great commandment, we become doers of God's word, living examples of Christ. Our walk lines up with our talk. The Apostle Paul lived that way. He says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5, Our very lives were further proof to you of the truth of our message. There are 3 ways to do a step 10 inventory. Number 1. Ongoing. We can do this periodically throughout the day. The best time to admit that we are wrong is the exact time that we are made aware of it. Why wait? We need to make amends as soon as possible. We will sleep a lot better at night. Number 2. Daily. At the end of each day, we need to look over our daily activities, the good and the bad. We need to search for where we might have harmed someone, or where we acted out of anger or fear. The best way to do this is to keep a journal. Then, the next morning, as promptly as we can, we need to admit our mistakes and make our amends. And thirdly, a periodic inventory. Every 3 months, get away for a mini-retreat. Bring your daily journal with you, pray, and read your daily entries. Ask God to show you areas in your life that you can improve over the next 90 days, and the victories that you have made in the last 90 days. The Bible gives us instructions on how to avoid the necessity of making an amends in step 10. Proverbs 16:23 says, Intelligent people think before they speak. What they say is then more persuasive. Ephesians 4 verse 29, Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others. And Proverbs 16 verse 21, A wise and mature person is known for his understanding. The more pleasant his words, the more persuasive he is. Proverbs 12:25 says, A word of encouragement does wonders. And 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1, If I had a gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them, and could speak in every language there is in all of heaven and earth, but didn't love others, I would only be making noise. Here's a step 10 daily action plan. Number 1. Continue to take a daily inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly make your amends. Number 2. Summarize the events of your day in your journal. Number 3. Read and memorize one of the step 10 verses. Number 4. Work all steps and principles to the best of your ability. The key verse for this lesson is in Mark 14, verse 38. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Here's a prayer for Principle 7a. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for giving me the tools to work my program and live my life differently, centered in your will. Lord, help me to make my amends promptly and ask for forgiveness. In all my relationships today, help me to do my part in making them healthy and growing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Write about it. Question 1. What are some of the advantages of each of the three types of inventories in your recovery? How can they help you to be careful that you don't fall? One type was the ongoing, as it happens. Another type was the daily, the end of each day. And another type was periodic, monthly, or every 3 months, or even annually. How can they help you to be careful that you don't fall? Question 2. What do the following verses mean to you, and how can they help you in this step? Proverbs 16:23. From a wise mind comes careful and persuasive speech. Ephesians 4, verse 29. Don't use bad language. Say only what is good and helpful to those you are talking to, and what will give them a blessing. Proverbs 16:21. The wise man is known by his common sense, and a pleasant teacher is the best. Proverbs 12:25. Anxious hearts are very heavy, but a word of encouragement does wonders. 1 Corinthians 13:1. If I had a gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them, and could speak in every language there is in all of heaven and earth, but didn't love others, I would only be making noise. Mark 14:38. Watch with me and pray, lest the tempter overpower you, for though the spirit is willing enough, the body is weak. Question 3. What is your daily action plan for step 10? Question 4. What are the recurring events or issues that you are constantly needing to make amends for? What about with your family? What about with your friends? What about with those you work with? And what about with those in your church or recovery program? Here are some verses for Principle 7a. Romans 12:3. As God's messenger, I give each of you God's warning. Be honest in your estimate of yourselves, measuring your value by how much faith God has given you. 1 Timothy 1:19. Cling tightly to your faith in Christ, and always keep your conscience clear, doing what you know is right. Psalm 26, verse 2. Cross-examine me, O Lord, and see that this is so. Test my motives and affections too. Proverbs 21, verse 2. We can justify our every deed, but God looks at our motives. Proverbs 27, verse 12. A sensible man watches for problems ahead and prepares to meet them. The simpleton never looks and suffers the consequences. 1 Timothy 4, verse 16. Keep a close watch on all you do and think. Stay true to what is right, and God will bless you and use you to help others. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. So be careful. If you are thinking, "Oh, I would never behave like that," let this be a warning to you, for you too may fall into sin. Matthew 5, verse 25. Come to terms quickly with your enemy before it is too late. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. My brothers and sisters, when you have many kinds of troubles, you should be full of joy, because you know that these troubles test your faith, and this will give you patience. And finally, Proverbs 14:30. A relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life. Jealousy rots it away.